It's an original show by Heather Honeycutt, who is the voice professor over at Georgetown College. And what she said happened was she said her general way of putting together a fall show, which they always do a full production in the fall, is to audition the singers and then find the show that will go with them. And she says this time around she couldn't quite find the show to fit the group of singers that she had, but she thought they were great performers. And so she endeavored to write a new art song musical, is what she is calling it, about the life of Clara and Robert Schumann, which he describes as a romantic tragedy. Schumann, there were quite a number of things surrounding their life together, which were quite sad, including her father's opposition to their marriage and Robert Schumann's mental illness, which eventually had him institutionalized. It is a musical that kind of covers their life and an original show.
And some very moving music is scheduled to be performed tonight. It's American Requiem by Joseph Faber. It's, I guess, a piece that that memorializes the American Civil War. It uses choir and orchestra, and it's at Emmanuel Baptist Church this evening.
It is, and it is. Faber developed this using kind of like Ken Burns' Civil War documentary. He developed this music piece using original texts from letters and diaries of soldiers who were involved in the war. And, you know, he talked to me about how it was a very moving piece, and it's kind of hard for him to listen to it without getting really deeply involved in some of the emotions that are being expressed here. So it originally premiered in 1999, was done again in 2003 with the Philharmonic and the Lexington Singers, and with the Civil War sesquicentennial going on now, they wanted to bring it back because it really has had a good life. It has been performed here now three times, and it's also gone out into the country a little bit and had other performances.
To Kill a Mockingbird recently celebrated its 50th anniversary, and it's celebrated this evening at the Carnegie Center in Lexington.
This is the first of a program that Carnegie Center director Neil Chetik wants to start making sort of an annual event where they take a piece of literature and try to highlight it in a number of ways. He described that it will start the evening kind of like an art exhibit, and they commission numerous local artists such as Arturo Sandoval to create pieces inspired by To Kill a Mockingbird. They're going to have food that is mentioned in the book, so it'll be a night of southern cooking, from fried green tomatoes to fried chicken, and then they're going to have some readings from the book and some other performance pieces inspired by the book. So trying to give you a real multidisciplinary tribute to Harper Lee's classic.
You had me at fried chicken, Rich. Rich Copley, thanks for your time.
Thank you.